At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, so the crypto market. It's often this incredibly chaotic, really noisy place, isn't it? You see meme coins fly, crash, burn. Sometimes it feels like it happens in just hours. But, you know, amidst all that chaos, we stumbled upon this really surprising success story. We're talking about one trader who pulled off something pretty incredible. They turned, get this, $6,800 into $1.5 million. And they did it in just 2 weeks. Pretty eye-watering stuff. So the burning question, obviously, is how? How did they actually pull this off? And here's the real kicker. It wasn't through the usual sort of gambling on meme coins that, you know, we hear about all the time. This win came from a really unique approach, something deeply rooted in ideas like volume rebates and discipline. Okay, let's dig into that.
Yeah, what's really fascinating here is that this wasn't some, you know, random YOLO bet on a token that just happened to moon. This trader used a very specific strategy. It's called a delta neutral maker rebate focused strategy. And he did this on Hyperliquid, which is one of those decentralized perpetuals platforms. The core idea, and this is key, wasn't about chasing price moves up or down. It was more about actively engineering liquidity, basically being the market, and then actually getting paid for providing that service.
Wow, okay. Being the market, that's a different way to think about it. And that really brings us to our mission for this deep dive today. We're going to unpack this seemingly really advanced, almost institutional level strategy. And we want to show how its core principles, things like precise entries, smart automation, and having a data edge, how those things are actually becoming accessible to you, the everyday trader. So this isn't really about finding some magic token, right? Or even trying to copy that exact rebate strategy. It's more about understanding a powerful new framework for how you approach the market. All right, so let's start with this trader. Let's call them the invisible whale. The scale of what they built is just, it's pretty incredible. We're talking about a system that was executing over 50,000 trades per day, all using automated limit orders. Just try to wrap your head around that volume. And on every single one of those trades, they were collecting these things called rebates, averaging about 0.0030% of the volume traded. Tiny percentages, but adding up massively. Crucially, they kept things delta neutral. That means they had basically zero net exposure to the market's direction, so less price risk. And finally, they were smart about routing their order flow to earn extra volume rewards from Hyperliquid's own trading incentive program. Okay, so for our listeners, delta neutral, it sounds pretty complex. Can you maybe break down what that actually means in practice, and why was it so vital for this trader?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds technical, but the core idea of delta neutral is pretty straightforward. It just means you aren't betting on whether the price goes up or down. You balance your positions, like your longs and shorts, so the price changes don't really impact your overall profit or loss much. And this is crucial because it lets you make money purely from the trading activity itself. So in this case, it was from those maker rebates we mentioned.
Okay, and maker rebates, what are those exactly? Is it kind of like getting paid a tiny commission just for putting orders out there because you're helping the market function?
That's a really good analogy, actually, yeah. Maker rebates are exactly that. They're a payment you get for providing liquidity. Your limit orders are sitting there on the order book, waiting for someone else to come along and trade against them. You are literally making the market, making it possible for others to trade. And the exchange pays you a small fee for that service. It's a totally different game than just speculating on where the price is heading.
Right. And this leads to a really core insight from the analysis we looked at. This trader didn't just buy the bottom of the market. In a way, they were the bottom. It was all about infrastructure over instinct. That feels like a massive paradigm shift, you know? It flips everything from making emotional guesses to running a system. But for most of us listening, is it really possible to build that kind of infrastructure without huge capital or a whole team of quants? Yeah, because you might be sitting there thinking, okay, that's great for some invisible whale with custom bots and maybe servers sitting right next to the exchange in Taiwan. And look, you're right. Most of us aren't going to build that exact setup. But here's where it gets really interesting for everyone else. While that specific rebate model might be pretty niche, the underlying approach, you know, the precision, the automation, the data edge, that's the stuff that platforms like Ev.ai are now bringing to the table. They let anyone start to emulate these high efficiency principles.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And it's important to stress, this isn't about blindly copy trading someone else's moves, which can be super risky. It's more like copying frameworks. It lets you adopt the principles that made that ghost trader successful. It's really about leveling the playing field for retail traders, giving them access to similar strategic tools.
Okay, so if that invisible whale had these, you know, incredibly complex custom systems, how does a platform like Ev.ai bring that kind of precision down to my level as an everyday trader? Where do we even begin to detect what they call alpha, that sort of hidden edge in the market?
Right, so it really starts with what we can call precision alpha detection using signal filters.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily need a super fast trading bot if you can effectively track things like smart money wallets, you know, KOLs making calls on Twitter, or sudden volume bursts. In real time, Ev.ai has this feature, the Alpha Signal Center. It lets you see which tokens are getting attention from multiple angles at once. Like maybe there's significant wallet activity and a known influencer mentioning it, and you see those pump-like patterns starting. And here's where the real power comes in. You can set up some pretty advanced filters. For example, you could tell it, look, only show me stuff where the signal count is more than 2, so you need multiple positive signs. And the slippage is under 5%, so you know you can likely get in efficiently. App, and there's been a wallet entry within the last hour. Half. Filtering like this helps you spot that potential pre-moon momentum without, you know, being the person buying the absolute top.
That sounds powerful.
Yeah, the original analysis we saw also mentioned a kind of pro tip, something about sorting tokens by wallet activity combined with Telegram buzz to try and front run the momentum from those group calls. That seems like a serious edge if you can pull it off. Okay, next up, let's talk execution, because spotting a signal is one thing, acting on it is another. The analysis talks about fast execution with stop loss plus TP, take profit, that is. And this really feels like bringing retail-level infrastructure to life. Speed and convenience seem huge here. With Ev.ai, the claim is you can execute right on the chart, one click. And you can preset your take profit levels and your stop loss orders without having to jump over to your wallet, approve things, lose precious seconds. It also seems to have broad-reach trading tokens across, what, over 130 chains via more than 300 DEXs. And importantly, with MEV protection built in, which can save you from front-running bots. That sounds incredibly streamlined, allowing for really quick moves when you spot something. But even with these tools, isn't there still a risk, like maybe getting overwhelmed by too many signals? Or analysis paralysis?
That's a totally fair point. And yes, more data can sometimes lead to inaction. But the goal of these tools, especially the filters we just discussed, is actually to simplify, cut through the noise, not add to it. And we actually have a pretty compelling real user example from the source material that highlights the speed factor. There was this user who apparently turned $52,000 into $2.3 million in just 4 hours. They did it by sniping a token called GridTor right after it was mentioned in a Telegram call. They used Ev.ai's one-click buy, already had a 30% take profit target set, and a hard stop loss in place. The key thing here was the lack of delay. No switching to DEX tools, no fiddling with MetaMask approvals. Those things often bog traders down and make them miss the entry. It's about empowering you to act fast, decisively, when your filtered signal fires.
Wow, okay, 4 hours. That's intense. And this seems to connect directly back to that ghost trader's focus on volume understanding. Ev.ai's wallet analysis dashboards, these let you really dig into what the whales and the project wallets are doing, giving you a clear picture of who's really driving the price, who's pumping it. You can see things like their top holdings, their 7-day profit and loss, their recent big buys, but also crucial risk signals, right? Like if the developer wallet starts moving tokens or if there's a huge unlock coming up.
Exactly. And this raises a really important question. Why does knowing who is really buying or selling give you such a big edge? Why is it like having front row seats to alpha? Well, it's because you can literally start tagging wallets. You can label them. This one looks like a sniper. This one might be an insider. This is clearly linked to this project team. This lets you see the actual flow of capital from people who might have, you know, information or influence others don't. And crucially, knowing when they start selling. Well, that can become your critical early warning exit signal before everyone else panics.
Okay, that makes sense. But is there maybe a danger in relying too much on just following smart money wallets? I mean, couldn't whales maybe try to manipulate signals sometimes? Or are there limits to what these dashboards can tell you about their real intentions?
That's a really important consideration, yeah. No tool is ever going to be foolproof, right? These dashboards provide data. They don't provide guarantees about the future. But the multi-signal approach we talked about earlier, combining wallet moves with other things, it helps mitigate the risk of being fooled by just one signal. Smart money wallets are one piece of the puzzle. But when you see that activity combined with, say, unusual volume patterns and maybe rising social sentiment, well, that paints a much more robust picture. The key is to use wallet tracking as a strong indicator, you know, not as a crystal ball.
Got it. Okay, let's shift gears slightly to liquidity flow and narrative rotation. This is what the report called the secret alpha, which sounds intriguing. The ghost trader, you know, the one running billions through Hyperliquid. They didn't really care which way the price was going. But they were apparently obsessed with tracking volume spikes and flow changes, where the money was moving. Avi.ai seems to bring this kind of analysis to retail, too, with things like daily and hourly liquidity heat maps.
Yeah.
And these dashboards showing rotating narratives like, what's hot right now? Is it AI coins, RWAs, maybe political memes? Plus custom alerts for when smart money starts shifting between different chains or different categories.
Yeah, and if you connect this to the bigger picture, understanding liquidity flow is just vital. It helps you position yourself proactively. You start seeing where the money is moving before that narrative hits the mainstream crypto news cycle. This can massively improve your timing, both for getting in and, just as importantly, getting out. It's less about reacting to yesterday's news and more about anticipating tomorrow's trends.
Okay, makes sense. Finally, let's tackle something that trips up so many traders, especially in the fast world of meme coins. It's often the exit, not the entry, that kills profits, right? People hold on too long or panic sell too late. Avio.ai apparently helps you gamify your discipline with auto trading features. Can you explain that? Like setting automatic sell strategies. For example, if the developer wallet sells X amount, automatically sell 30% of my bag. Or applying this double wave trading idea, by the first push, automatically sell near the high, then maybe look to re-enter if a second wave forms.
Exactly. It's all about helping you practice better stop-loss management and take profit discipline. You can use the wallet tagging we discussed, combine it with AI-backed alerts. Think of it like putting your risk management on autopilot.
Mm.
The whole goal is to try and remove that damaging emotion, the greed, the fear from your trading decisions. It helps you stick to your plan, your discipline strategy, even when the market is going absolutely wild around you.
Right. So bringing it all together, this deep dive, it really wasn't about finding some magical token that's guaranteed to turn a few thousand bucks into millions overnight. Let's be realistic. It was much more about understanding a powerful framework, a fundamentally different way, maybe, of approaching this market. You probably won't replicate that $6.08K to $1.05 VETH trade exactly or overnight, but the underlying principles, those are definitely there to be learned from and leveraged.
Absolutely. I think the core takeaway is this. If you have the right filters, if you focus on precision, if you embrace automation, you can start to stop losing like a gambler and start trading like a system.
Mm.
And the platforms like Av.ai, their goal really seems to be making that kind of infrastructure level execution accessible, putting these powerful systematic tools into the hands of the everyday trader, not just the whales.
So the actionable advice here seems to be, the next time you see a meme coin starting to trend, maybe don't just jump in blindly. Instead, trace the signal. Check the wallets involved, set your risk parameters up front, and then, if it still looks good, execute fast. And maybe a final thought to leave you with, what if applying this kind of systematic, disciplined approach, what if it could transform not just your trading, but maybe other areas of your life? Places where there's just so much information overload, it's hard to make clear decisions. Where else could you maybe trade smart, trade precise, trade like a ghost? Something to think about.
And just a final important note, please remember, everything we've discussed in this deep dive is for informational purposes only. It does not constitute financial advice. Cryptocurrency trading involves significant risk, and you could lose your capital. Always conduct your own thorough research before making any investment decisions.